This is why we're single.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is why we're single.
La 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 la.
We are recording right now.
We live.
What is that noise?
What's
that? Send that to the mic. As you can tell, we are live, in effect. The fellas are back. Sorry for taking last week off, but we back again. You ain't sorry. I'm sorry that we took last week off. But yeah, another exciting episode of That's Why We're Single. What's up? It's your boy DB.
This Chicago nigga.
It's your boy Ellie Tadowin once again, king of motherfucking beers.
Ooh.
Champagne in it. Feel me? The high life. I need my sponsorship. Somebody, please. Plug me to somebody. I need to make this shit happen. I need this free shit.
Ooh, I like free.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Did I say 313? Yeah, 313. That's me.
Detroit.
It's Chicago. Detroit. I can't think of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. It's Dre with an A. And the A this week stands for... I don't got a clue, guys. I didn't think that far. We'll get back to that. We got a guest.
We got one job. We do have a guest in the building.
We got a guest.
Hey.
Yeah. I see what you did. You just tried to take that shit off of you. We do have a guest in the building. One of the top realtors here in the Columbus, Ohio area.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta let y'all know. You know, mm-hmm. Doing her own thing out here. You know, kicking ass and taking names. Mm-hmm. You might have seen her on Instagram as the red carpet realtor.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to let her speak for herself because this is her platform right now. Say what's up to all the people out there.
Hey, everybody. It's Kiara. Yep. Red carpet realtor, 614 on IG. Just coming to hang out with the guys today. Give them some female perspective.
Hey, girl, hey!
Female perspective overrated sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like intuition. We're gonna need it for this episode. I've seen the notes. We definitely gonna need it. Make sure y'all follow us on all of our social media platforms, Linktree/ That's Why We're Single. I think that's it. It's easy when you cut shit down to one link versus like trying to go and name everything else. Like,
I'm about to get on that.
Just go to Linktree, follow it. You know what I'm saying? It's super easy. If you have never done Linktree before, this shit's super easy. That's my plug. I guess it is what it is with that.
I got church announcements.
Church announcements.
Church.
Yay. Hey, guys. It's Dre again. Your favorite friend. So it's back. We're back. In effect, it is March. So if you got March 28th, we got a brunch coming up at Seesaw. Shout out to Marlon, shout out to DJ Burn, don't fret. And then Sunday, May 3rd, I'm throwing the Marvelous Brunch. It is a spin off of the Rock Nation Brunch, so come dress to impress. Ladies, get your dresses out, fellas, get your suits ready. You have a good time, open bar. You got to try to get a ticket for that.
Did you say open bar?
Open bar. Oh,
that sounds like a fucking problem.
All you can drink. Mimosas, however you want to say it, is going to be there. So, pull up.
How many DJs you got?
I got five. So
you got five DJs, right?
Five. I'm going to bring a little bit of everybody to the venue. So, we got DJ Chase, Fugazi, Lil Ratchet Soul, Love Dragon, and DJ Durrell. So, it's just something
it's
different,
gonna
man. It's going to be inside, outside. You got an inside pool, got an outside pool.
You know what I'm sound saying? Like Ray
no
J.
No Ray J.
Right now. Oh, Ray J right there.
So this will be a good time, man. So just be on the lookout for it. You know what I'm saying? We taking off. Summertime.
Nice.
It's the summertime.
I love it.
You know what that means?
What's
free
that?
Game.
It don't cost much to bitch.
Drop that beat.
It's free game on the That's Why We're Single podcast.
Free motherfucking game. Free game. It's,
free game.
Yeah. Going right into it. You know what I'm saying?
No
bullshitting.
What's that?
Oh.
You have to say it.
What do I have to say? Free game?
There it is.
Never mind.
Yeah, we might have to get that recorded. Like, that shit.
What was I supposed to say?
Free game?
Free game?
Free game? All right, cool beans. Let's go ahead and get into today's free game. I don't know who wants to kick it off.
I feel like I control the show. I think it's your topic, though.
But you know what? I'll go ahead and say it, and then Dre can go ahead and facilitate it. All right?
Let's go.
The glove don't fit. You must have quit.
Okay, then. All right. Stop referring to nighttime as booty call hours. Sex can happen at any time. Dre, what do you feel about that?
I agree. I don't understand why people do that, because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, honestly, it's like, you tell somebody to come over at 9 o'clock, this might come over at 2 a.m., so somebody come over at, it don't matter.
The like, buzz gonna get smacked, dog.
Or they have the option to be smacked.
Right.
It don't matter. Like, you come over for breakfast and shit can happen. Like, I just hate when people do that. Be like, oh, you know, I will come over, but it's, relax. Like, either you gonna come over or you not. Like, it don't matter what time it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen. That's how I see it.
Why the fuck are people still worried about specific type of hours? Like, yeah, that's too grown for that shit. Like,
that's what I'm trying to figure out.
They're trying to save face, man. They don't want to feel like
save face for who?
Hey,
this between you and me.
Hey, somebody, because you never know. They're gonna be like, oh, where you finna go to? Oh, I'm finna hit Shorty up right now. Oh yeah, you already know what time it is.
Well, first off, you shouldn't be having roommates. You two there gonna be having roommates. If you gotta tell somebody where you're going, like, oh, where you going? Where
you nah, if you're talking to a nigga in the, I mean, like your homie in the club.
Oh, like, I'm dipping. I gotta explain shit to you. I'm out, bro.
Hey, but you niggas be nosy sometimes.
Though. No, nigga, if I say I'm out,
y'all niggas be nosy. Hey, what you finna do?
Niggas don't know you to ask me. Like that, man. I mean,
no, actually, Dre, you just bang out. You don't really say straight.
This motherfucking Phantom of the Opera over here shit.
Like, hey, look at what the And then, you know, we get a text message at the crib.
Right.
The fuck?
So y'all feel like women only think that sex is for the nighttime. Is that what y'all?
No.
Or men too?
We saying, like, don't be, like, saying, like, if we want you to come over and it's late at night.
Regardless of which side.
Regardless of which side. You know what I'm saying? If you come over late at night, you feel some type, you feel some certain type of way because it's booty call hours.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, no, like.
Yeah, so you just want, sometimes you just want company. It doesn't mean that you're trying to.
Companionship.
Smash or whatever that day. Okay.
Nothing wrong with companionship. But then sometimes we do want to smash. I mean, shit.
But I'm just saying, like. It can happen in the morning. Like, you can bring breakfast over and then, you know, pancakes lead to smashing.
You feel me?
It can happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the fact of pancakes. I just hate how every time the sun goes down, now it's booty call hours.
Mm-hmm. Shit. I mean, 2 a.m. is like, I mean, that's booty call
hours. I mean, is it though? So, look.
Sometimes you want to cuddle.
So, if you text somebody, and this is just piggybacking on this. If you text somebody and say, hey, what's up? What you doing? It's like, you think automatically, like, I'm trying to get some vagina or something? Is that an automatic thing?
Yeah.
Or could I be like asking what you're doing? Like, because I could potentially just need someone to talk to on my way home from a long night of bartending at 890 Oak Street.
Right.
It could
be
a possibility.
I get that. I'm not going to be awake.
But I mean, that's also why like some people that are always up when you up.
So yeah, you do got some night hours for
sure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I just don't like the whole, as soon as it gets dark, I was like, oh, well. It's 11 o'clock. I probably.
Bruh, it gets dark. It was getting dark a lot earlier. Right. Now, you know, with the time change, it's getting a little bit later. So if you're saying sundown is booty call hours, hey, then basically 8 o'clock.
I just say how people always be like, oh, it's late. Like, it's 10 o'clock. You ain't going to sleep till like 2 or 3. So is it really late?
It really ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you just.
I think for some women, like, if you're hitting them up at a certain hour, it can come off as disrespectful.
Okay, understood. But I think that's the boundary that needs to be set.
Right.
Yeah.
From the get-go. So, yeah. I think if you have this relationship with said person, I think you should be able to be like, hey, at this time, or they should know, at this time, my G, don't hit the line. They should know. Or, I mean,
if they don't know, it's because right.
Yeah, or they don't give a fuck.
Because a nigga's gonna push his boundary as far as he can until some boundaries are fucking set. So if I hit your ass up at 11 o'clock at night and you don't say shit, I might try to push it to 12.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm saying 12 don't work. You know what I'm saying? Get it to 1.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I got your number. You gonna get this call whenever 4 o'clock. I'm gonna sit you up. FaceTime her right now.
Hey, but you gonna be sorry she pick up that bug. You be like,
should you answer? What's up?
Got that bonnet on with the green mask.
Real
like,
quick.
Like, who is that?
What's the latest you've ever the latest you've ever had a booty call?
The latest?
Or the earliest. Latest, earliest.
I was going to say. The latest.
Like the latest you've ever got that call.
6 a.m. Like, no, I was playing.
I've ever got, me personally, I've ever got that call. Like maybe two. Around two.
You've never got it, but it's at two? Which one is it?
Which one is it? Right. You did say that. Right. I've never got a booty call, but yeah, she about to cost, you know.
She hit us with the Rick James. Like, yeah,
no, I don't know. It's different. Like in my 30s, not at all. Like that, I'm sleep. Like I'm just, if I'm not out, I'm sleep. But in my 20s, that was something different. You know, like I feel like the calls were coming, you know.
It was booty game time. Right.
To a power. I'm just saying.
Like, phone numbers. Let's say I'm getting calls all the time. Like,
nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, I think people had a little bit more flexibility. Like, people meeting me, I had a little bit more flexibility. But, in my 30s, I'm like, nah, I'm chilling at home. Like, I deserve now. That's just me.
Right. Trey, when's the latest you've ever, earliest, whatever you want to call it?
I don't know what none of this means right now. This nigga just giggling right now.
Because I don't know. I know it had to be late, though. I done had some nights, boy. You hear me? I used to hate those ones, though. Like, when you tell them, like, yo, just be up. When I'm going to hit you when I leave the club.
Oh, yeah, those be the worst.
Oh, you leave the club, bro. Blowing them up. Like, bro, man, I know she go to sleep,
angry
bro.
Angry as fuck.
I know she go to sleep.
Motherfucker.
Or the other way around when, like...
Oh, you told them that
you had the cream and everything. You turned your phone all the way up, like, shit, I'm gonna just stay here for a minute. Wake up the next morning, like, bruh. Those would be the saddest days, bro. You wake up the next morning, like,
Saturday.
I missed the whole call, bruh.
Like, but it'll be just like one call, though. Bruh, it'd be like 4 to 5.
You up?
Yeah.
Call. Like, man, you really went to sleep? Call. Like
bruh, I missed. But see, okay, so. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah.
I think mine was maybe 4.
See,
the reason why it was 4 o'clock is because of the fact that at this point in time I was just out and about, just living fucking life. So like 4 o'clock, I'm like, shit, we can do this and then we gonna get some breakfast. That's my thought process. Mm-hmm. Now on the flip side, the latest or the earliest that I've got one. And I already knew it was go time. It was like 2:30, and I fell asleep. Woke up at 4, and I told her to come back over, and she did.
Oh, interesting.
She was loyal.
Right.
I'm gonna chime back in.
Or was I good? One of the two.
All the above. How about we see all the above?
I'm gonna say like 5 a.m. that you said that. So in Lima, wildly enough, we got the club, and you go to like the after hours, and you go to Waffle House. Mm-hmm. And then you will find your move.
Yeah, for sure.
Bruh,
yeah.
That shit so tiring now. Just thinking about
it. So you find your move at Waffle House?
So like, no, I mean like, that's like when you make your play. Like, all right.
You know, you usually make your play like at the end. Yeah. Like, hey, we finna shoot over there.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm about to hit up a Waffle House. You want something to eat?
Yeah, roll with it. Cool. I'm saying you find your move like once Waffle House over, you go to where.
Right, right,
right. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, those nights used to be so damn long. That was so stupid looking back at like.
Dumb as
nigga,
fuck.
It be 5 o'clock in the morning. What you
about to do? Yeah, like, nigga, the birds are chirping, my nigga.
Exactly. Like, you going to sleep.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
As soon as you don't answer, like, bro, just take me home, bro. I'm going to go to bed, bro. I'm tired. But what about you, Mr. Darius?
What about me, man?
Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah. That's why we single.
Oh, I ain't single no more.
Okay.
Remember? Oh. Remember? That was a couple of weeks ago. You forgot about that shit. Nah, but for real, though, I think the... I don't know, because I have a problem with fucking, like, going to sleep and not being able to wake the fuck up.
Hey, I didn't know where you was going with this. You said, I'm probably fucking. I said, what? I was like, this is not the show, man.
Don't you put that energy in there, bro. Don't you wish that curse on me, Ricky Bobby? Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby? No, I have a problem with going to sleep. Like, so if when I go to sleep, I'm, like, knocked the fuck out. Yeah. So I think the latest successful... booty call was probably like 3 a.m.
Were you smacked though before you like would you smack like you was like drunk. Drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because when I'm like drunk, like
I already know. Like
you drunk. I'm definitely
this nigga fell asleep sitting oh my god. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that off air. But no, yeah, I think 3 o'clock is my latest. After 3, I'm either like knocked the fuck out or knocked the fuck out. Like after that,
it's really no
right. I can't even function after 3 o'clock. Like, I really don't even want to do 3 o'clock because I'm not at my best. I always want to be at my best. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, you wake up and
you got to be at your best when you know what I'm saying.
But that's like now, like you go lead a club, go to the hookah spot, be like. It's over with.
It's like, yes. You already know.
At 30, bro, it's over with.
Yeah.
Like,
you already know.
You just turned 30 a week ago. What are you talking about? Talking about like, man, I'll tell you when you hit 30.
Before that, I'm saying, I'll be that person and be like, look, bro, we a hookah, it's over with. I'm not. Yeah. You know you ain't going to leave hookah to 3:30.
Easily.
Yeah, that's why.
At least. And I'm saying that.
That's a scale back, actually.
Yeah, I'm like, shh. So once you go there, it's like, bro. You know what you're committing to right now, so.
Unless you already got to play there. If you got to play there, that means you working
out. You got to play there, you might not even go there.
Right.
No, but if
you hit you with the arm out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Where you going? Like,
if
out.
She going there, like, you going to make that play. Oh, you're going to be like, yeah, all right, cool. I still need to facilitate this. I still need to Chris Paul this. You feel me? I need to make sure.
Okay. I'm picking you down.
There it is. All right, there it is. There it is. Next topic.
Next.
I think I put this one in the chat. But I forgot where I was going with this. So we gonna just talk about this as a group, as a family, real quick.
So I'll go ahead and I'll say it, and then you go ahead and think about it. Don't complain about men if you only entertain corny ass dudes and vice versa.
Okay.
There it is. I felt like a light bulb.
So I was at, you know what I'm saying, the spot, R Bar, 890 Oak Street.
890 Oak Street.
And had a good friend there, and you know, I think right now, you know, a lot of single women, they out there, they say men ain't shit, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no good dudes out there, whatever, we'll have to chop, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. You say I ain't have shit, I have no response. So then threw my fucking train of thought away. So anyway, so yeah, she's like, I don't know, I just really feel like that. Women complain about all men, but they only like have one type. Oh, yeah. And so they stick with that one type and then complain about all other men. Like, you dating this cornball ass dude, then you leave him and get with another cornball ass dude. And because you've been with two dudes, now you think you can speak on behalf of all men. All men are cornballs. Absolutely not. Motherfuckers don't want to step outside their horizon or step outside their boundaries, outside their comfort zone. Do something that you might not be, you know what I'm saying, used to doing. Or used to, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? Like,
right, yeah.
If you date, I feel like if you date a certain type of dude, there's a certain type of problems that come with that dude. You date the nigga that's always at the club, don't be mad when, you know what I'm saying, he don't want to spend time with you because that nigga want to go to the club.
Yeah.
You date the nigga that's got money, you know what I'm saying, and y'all live a certain type of way, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be mad when he say no.
Don't be mad when he say no. You feel me? Like, so I really feel like that's what it goes down to. And it's the men as well, too, because men definitely do say that women ain't shit. We gonna call a spade, keep it a buck here, straight down the line. Men say all the time women ain't shit, but you stick to the same type of fucking women. Like, I think of, like, Ray J dumb man. Ray J left Kim Kardashian. And got with another chick. They look exactly the fuck like Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian Jr.
Right.
I thought you were going to say Reggie Bush did the exact same fucking thing.
Reggie Bush did the exact fucking thing.
Exactly. I ain't going to say like a splitting image, but you look at him like,
squint your eye.
Like, ah, that's Kim. Yeah, Kim can't like.
I see what you see in her. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. So.
I would agree with that.
Right.
Like, for sure. I think that people stick with their same types all the time. Part of it is just like, I think it's going to be like a natural part of what you do, because you just can't, sometimes you can't help who you're attracted to. But what's corny though?
I think corny is relative, to be quite honest. I think corny can be based off of just like things that you see, things that you hear, like movements, like, but I think it's all different from each individual person. What is your definition of corny? Like, what would you, if you saw someone out, you'd be like, oh, that nigga corny.
All right. So I've evolved over the years.
So your corniness has changed.
My corniness has changed.
Got you.
Absolutely. So I would say a corny dude to me right now would probably be like somebody who needs to be seen. That's corny to me.
Got you.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that at all. You know, I don't mind if like you're out and about, because I'm out and about, but yeah, for sure. I don't need for people to see me, and I don't get validated by being seen. So to me, that's corny. Somebody who is a humble bragger, that's corny to me. Like, so...
Yeah, we need that definition.
Yeah. Everybody looked up like, huh? What you mean, humble bragger?
Like, you want that nigga to talking shit? Like, this is what I do. Like, I put that shit down, girl.
I don't...
I heard it.
Like, I got this, I got that. You know, I don't want to really talk about this and whatever. It's not really about, but you're like, you're spilling everything that you have as far as like your car, how much money you make, all these things.
Nigga to be lightweight flexing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then you're trying to like say, but yeah, I'm so humble. You know, I just try to stay humble. Like, anybody that keeps saying I stay humble, yeah, like, you're not really humble, my guy. Like, yeah, so, yeah. So, like, that, those two things to me are corny. Somebody who's like really materialistic.
So what's your name right now? So right now your relationship. Let's talk about we'll get into it a little bit.
Okay.
Because you know, this
is the table.
I mean, that's why we say
let's go. So right now, what is your relationship status?
I'm single. I'm super single.
Super single.
Super single.
Super
single. Super, super single.
Define super single. It's like, because that sounds like a fucking power. Like,
I've been at that super single stage, so I understand what you're talking about.
Like, I need to know.
I mean,
I'll let her explain.
So right now, let's see. If I wanted to date, I probably could. I know that. But coming out of a relationship, I think I need to like scale back and try to figure out, you know, myself, get reconnected to myself, and like just have some me time, you know, because I'm a serial monogamous, so I can jump into one relationship and be in it for years and years and years, and then the next one for years. So I'm just gonna be single for a while. I'm gonna be doing me. I'm grinding back at work, and I feel good about it. Like, so it is empowering to like make that decision to be single.
You're like the exact opposite.
I say I feel you, because like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, coming from the divorce I was in, like, you just let me be like, you with a person for so long that like, I tell people all the time, like, I never forget that day, like, where I fucking realized that this is going to be the first day of the rest of my life, and I looked myself in the mirror and didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do, because I had been in a relationship with this person, been in a marriage with this person for so fucking long. He was like, all right, cool. So now I don't have to think about what another person wants to do. So let me think about what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
I look in the mirror like, I don't even know what the fuck I want to do. Yeah. Like, because I've been so in this relationship for so goddamn long. So I understand. Like, once you find that it is a fucking superpower, it's like,
it's liberating, almost, to a sense.
Cause it's like, you feel like you got,
like, you finding yourself again.
You find yourself again. You find a weight off your shoulder. You experience more things than you have in years, because, you know what I'm saying, it's just you. You trying to figure out, what do you like? You've changed from the beginning of this relationship to now at the end, where you got to find yourself again. So much has changed, and it's just like you looking at the world with a fresh set of eyes. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying. It's absolutely a fucking superpower.
Yep. Yeah. Me too. I feel like you find your person that way. Like, when you're super comfortable with yourself and like, you're not searching for somebody, you're not looking, then some that right person will fall into your lap.
You feel good about that one.
Here we go right here.
The next point.
We're going to go on to the next point.
There it is.
Which I wanted to talk about, because I am in this phase. You said looking. So the thing I wanted to talk about that kind of grinds my gears is the fact of looking versus being open to. So for something that this whole, I don't even think I'd be dating. I don't know what the fuck I'd be doing. But this whole, I really don't know what the fuck I'd be doing. But this whole like getting to know somebody stage.
That's it's like, worst, actually.
I hate when people like, when you're talking to somebody and they be like, oh, so what are you looking for? I'm not really looking for anything.
Facts. Yeah.
But I'll rephrase it as, I'm not looking for anything, but I'm open to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm open to a girlfriend. I'm open to dating. I'm open to a wife. I'm open to those things, but that's not what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I hate when people say, oh, yeah, I'm looking for... If you tell me you're looking for a boyfriend, that's automatically going to turn me off.
Cause I think that, yeah.
Because it's just like, you're looking for a boyfriend. So
like, even if it's not the right man,
you know what I'm saying? You might be like, well, I mean, he has 4 out of 5 things, or, you know, he's cool. You know, I might as well just try to see where it goes. You know, I want a boyfriend, so here it goes. So that's just something I just don't really like. So I wanted to see what y'all expectation, or not expectation, but what y'all perspective was versus looking for versus you're open to. Since Leon and our co-hosts are single, Darius, I'll let you sit this one out.
No, because I do have what's the name. Okay, I can go back on that. First off, just to piggyback on what you're talking about, I don't like to be pigeonholed in a box. Mm-hmm. So when you say about like I'm looking and you say like I'm looking for a boyfriend, I feel like that's the same person that's like I'm looking for a husband. You just want a motherfucker to fill a spot. You're not looking for a motherfucker for a body at this point. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like you're not looking to like truly open yourself up and grow with that person. You're just like, I'm ready to get married. I don't give a fuck who he is. I just want to get married and we'll figure out that shit as we get along. I fucking hate that shit. I feel it. Like with a fucking passion. It's you would be surprised how many people out here like I'm looking for a man, yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. You looking just for a motherfucker to fill a spot, to fill a role, a bench role. You feel me? Like you looking to fill a fucking roster spot. I fucking hate that shit. Don't put me in a box. Mm-hmm. Don't put me in a fucking box, man. I feel it. But like I was that person that was like, I'm open. I wasn't necessarily looking because I don't. For me to say I'm looking would mean I would have to know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I didn't know what the fuck I was looking for. Like when Maria came into my life, like,
name drop.
Hashtag name drop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't necessarily looking because I didn't know what I was looking for, but I was open to the possibility of a relationship. Right. And it just blossomed and happened that way. You feel me? Like, but I'm not finna go out here and say, hey, my name is DB. I'm out here looking for a girlfriend, and I know what a girl wants type shit. Like, no, I'm not finna be on that shit.
You thought you was Mel Gibson on that shit.
Actually, B2K. Beat it. Actually, B2K.
You're right. It's so many of those, right. But you got it.
Yeah, keep going.
But yeah, that's pretty much, keep going. Right, but that's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, my take on it. Like, I hate when people say they looking, because 9 times out of 10, when you're looking, you're just looking for something to fill a spot, and you don't even know what the fuck you're looking for. So if you're out here aimlessly looking and don't know what you're looking for, you're going to miss a whole bunch of other shit that might be perfect for you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Darius was actually thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because he was passionate about it.
He was
very passionate about it.
Actually, my first time reading this was 15 minutes ago.
It struck a nerve. For me, I am a person who, I don't ask that. I would want something to be more organic. If it happens, it happens. It's just that simple. Whatever your situation is, like if you decide like, oh, this is what I want, or if it's like, oh yeah, we just be cool. Like I'm cool with that. Like whatever it is. But on the other hand, I do appreciate when someone lets you know up front what it is, though. Mm-hmm. Because if someone tells you what it is, then you already know. Like your expectations is going to be, all right, cool. We're going to play this however it should be played.
Right.
Which is completely fine too.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to go in there thinking like, hey, yeah, we finna make this shit happen. And then next you know, it's like, hey, pump the brakes.
That's a lot of things.
Like, tighten up, youngin. Like, it's not happening. Right, like, here, bro. I don't set my bar too high. My expectations are set very, very, very low because of that fact. Because I don't need, A, I don't want to know. B, because if you tell me and then it's like, now at this point, I gotta do something. Like I have to be like that guy for you. Right. I don't want to be that guy just yet. let me work my way up to that guy.
It's like because it gets weird. Because be like, oh, well, I'm looking for a boyfriend. Be like,
are people really saying that like out their mouths? Or
yes.
Like,
no, legit.
Like, I'm looking for a boy. Like, no, are they saying like I'm looking for or? What I want in a man is
the former, not the latter.
Okay.
Like I've definitely heard young ladies, women, females, whatever you want to be called this week, say, "I want a husband." Whoa, this is date one. This is text one.
This might not even be date one. This might be hi. My name is Leon.
Yeah, like, this is like you might be able to like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm looking for a husband. Right. So yeah, but I was just asking if you want this drink or can I get past you real fast? So you want a husband? All right.
So this might be year five.
Day second. Like 440. Like, all right, listen, baby girl, I don't need none of this. I just want to get past you and get you this drink, whichever you want.
Yeah,
you make a decision. So, but that's just me though. So I'm usually indifferent.
I feel like, well, we know, like, women and men are taught so differently how they approach relationships. Like, women overall are so used to, like, their time being wasted.
Yes.
Honestly, because men... I mean, okay. See, I don't know the men
vice
version of that.
Vice fucking versa.
Hey, I stop by, hey,
by to tell you.
All the time,
I stop by to tell you. Hello.
So I feel like women are just like way more direct these days. Like, this is what I want. I don't want nobody wasting my time, especially if like you've had several relationships that have failed. But I do think that sometimes women can be way too fast with it. Like, you don't need to hit all of the pain points in the first date. You don't need to do that, because you need to figure out if you even like this guy.
That's a fact. Yeah, for sure.
And vice versa for men. Yeah. Like, I do think that you don't have to like bombard people with all your feelings and your personal baggage on your
like,
first
oh my
date.
Gosh, I love you. This is
we're really right. Vibing, aren't we? We're really vibing. I feel it.
Like, all
right,
cool.
Right. But
I just met you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're creeping me out. I
but,
really do that too.
I would want, though, like, if I was just meeting a guy, though, I would want him to say, I like this in a woman. I want my future wife to do that. For me, I'd like that because of the place that I'm in. Gotcha, because man. You're going to let me know, like, that ain't me, guy. Like, if you tell me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's fat. Like,
if you tell me I want somebody to be at home all day raising my kids. That's and boring, taking care of house, yeah, but some trash. Men are like that, yeah, and I'm gonna be like, sure. we not gonna make it,
like,
sir.
Like you hit the boat, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just watching TV.
You don't do nothing, dude.
Yeah.
Like, get your ass up. Go cut the grass or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go move something around. Just do that. Hit that. Touch that.
Yeah.
No, I respect that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm with you on that.
Respectable.
I don't know. I just get to the point now. It's like, please don't even ask me, like, what you're looking
for. Because you may, like, I may say something to you. You're going to be like, well, this date is over.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, it's been that way. It's like, where people have been like, oh, I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah, like, have a good day. Like, yeah, cool. Because it's like, I'm, like, when, like, so what's the point of you being on this date? Like, listen, I thought we was cool. Like, we can have this conversation. We can be able to relate.
I'm trying to see, like.
If you're trying to figure out, like, if I'm going to be husband number two, listen.
Like, date one should not
chill
be.
Out.
Yeah, date one should not be that.
Date one should be fun.
Yeah.
Date one should always be fun.
Yeah.
It should be like date, you know, when you really start to be like.
Like
really
date
10,
for real.
Yeah, like, when you really start to get to that point, like, all right,
I'm fucking her. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of serious. We need to figure out.
Like, what we about to do.
Yeah, are we looking for this, or what we, you know, am I chilling, you know, so I'm with y'all on that.
That goes into the question portion, so I'm going to let
y'all. We'll touch back on that later.
This is a good time right now for us to take a quick break really quick, get a word from our sponsors in so we can get paid for this shit. We're coming back. We're going to talk about when's the right time to move in.
Never. So no,
it's a good conversation because I actually just had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. So we're going to get into it. Thing it's all bad real quick. You know what I mean? So we're about to get to all bad real quick. So we will be back after a word from Anchor. Keep going, nigga. Keep going. The mic on. Shit, I ain't going to stop now. Blessed to be with your boy.
Shit.
All right, we'll be back.
It's time for the topic of the week with the fellas. On the That's Why We're Single podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with That's Why We're Single. Had a nice commercial break. Now we're about to get into today's topic of the day. We are going to talk about...
The fuck is happening right now?
I don't know. Like, some of niggas leave me hanging and shit. I'm trying to get to my notes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have it pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I was texting during the break. I looked down like, oh man, I ain't got my notes pulled up.
You started
go to my notes and shit.
You started the whole goddamn thing. Like,
yeah, niggas like, leave me out here like. All right, like y'all see me out. Y'all see me out here
shit for like months. And
yeah, you see me out here struggling though. You see me out here trying to buy time and shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Pretty much.
This shit happens every fucking week, bro. Like we gotta figure it out.
We gotta figure this shit out.
We gotta figure it out.
Before we come back from break, how about I just have my shit queued up?
Please.
And it's coming too. All right, cool.
Please.
I promise. I'll do better. Do better. Damn. I do better. You know
you
better.
Always said your whole goddamn government on the thing. Make me so mad. All right, cool.
Though. All right, man. So we're going to talk about when's the right time to move in.
Never.
Is it before, after marriage? Is it while they're dating, engagement? Whatever the case is. Now we've got a realtor that's here. Mm-hmm. So it's great to talk about this as well too, because she's the one that signs a lot of people's names on the dotted line, get their names signed. So.
And she probably already know. Like she look at me like, you niggas ain't gonna make it,
right?
She like, I can already tell.
She knows. So it's like y'all signing away this 30-year, agreement. Y'all might not make it that long. So it's great. It's great that she's here. But like I said before break, I was literally just talking about this because I was talking about possibly moving in with Maria. And, we were talking about like a right time and things like that. And I think I may have even talked to you or somebody else. I was considering it. But then, after further, elaborating on things and making sure that both of our heads were in the same place, we both came to a conclusion that right now might be the best time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like I said, and that's ironic because that's what the topic of the day is this week. So I'm going to kick it off to our visiting co-host, Kiera, to see what she has to say about it.
Okay.
See if she can bless the mic with some knowledge.
I feel like there's a whole bunch of different levels to this. Like, all right, are we talking about moving in together while you're just...
However you want to take it. Okay. However you want to take it. You can take it from dating, engaged, married.
Let's talk about...
When's the right time?
When's the right time? But can we start at this point? When do you share the key with your partner?
Ooh, okay.
Because I feel like that's the first step.
I'll take that.
Go ahead.
So when? Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So are you asking the question or are you going to elaborate?
I mean, like...
Because I can do...
Yeah, I'm asking. I guess okay. I'm asking because, like, yeah, when do you... When's appropriate, like, for that time? Do you exchange keys at the same time? Or do you just one person give the key? Is that an automatic exchange that's going to happen? I feel like that's the starting point before you actually move in together.
To be quite honest, I think it's all about where you are in your committal stage of your relationship.
Yeah.
So if you just started being boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to be called at that point, and you decide that, like, hey, this is what we're going to do, I don't think day one, you're like, hey, here's my key.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think it's based off whose house you were over the most.
Okay.
I think that would be the ones that you would exchange the key first, and then you make that decision if you want to do vice versa.
Interesting. Okay.
Then, at that point, it's like, it's up in the air. Like, do you really want to be there all the time moving in? Do you really want to see those person's habits? Like, do you want to get to that point? Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to see that? I think that's where you need to make that decision as far as, like, moving in. Mm-hmm. But personally, I don't think I need to move in with you at all until we're married.
Okay.
That's just me.
Have you ever lived with somebody before?
Yes.
Okay.
One time, and that was the worst time ever.
Do you think it was the person, or do you think it was because you guys moved in together before marriage?
I'm going to say, can I say both?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say both.
Okay.
That's what it was. Because it was, like, you really get to see how someone really is, and you really don't know if you really like them as much as you think you do.
Yep.
You could be together with somebody for years, and y'all moving together. And
it's a completely different story. Like,
who the fuck are you?
For sure.
Like, who are you? Like, where did this person come from?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather not... I mean, yes, I would want to see some type of glimpse of that. I do. But I think you being at that person's house in their comfort zone, I think you would get a very good... like barometer of how that person is.
Yeah.
Because they're in their comfort zone. They're going to be able to let their hair down per se. And more often than not, you're going to let your hair down per se because of the fact that they're comfortable and you're comfortable. So what's the point of moving in at that point?
I think that like I've lived with two different people at this point. So, and the living together wasn't necessarily the bad part. I think it was just the relationships that went sour, but I don't think there was relationships that went sour because we lived together per se.
Understood.
But I think that like the key thing to moving in with someone before marriage is like, are you moving in out of convenience or out of like commitment? You know, like
that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a
great one. That's because it shouldn't be about like, oh, I got these bills and
I need to save this money.
Sure. Or I got this dog and he can help out with the dog. You know, or like whatever it is.
I hope that's not a reason.
That's very personal.
I know. That's why I said a comment real quick. Right?
Digress on that one. It's
absolutely not personal, but like. So coming from New York or whatever, when I lived there for 8 years, a lot of people would like jump into a relationship and then all of a sudden 1 month later, they're living together just sheerly out of convenience because it's like, I don't want to get on the subway for 45 minutes. I can't be leaving my dog at home all this time. I gotta take it with me or whatever. Maybe your job might be closer. I mean, your house might be closer to my job or whatever. It should not be about convenience. It should be about like, I really think this person's going to be in my life. And I want to see how we're going to take care of house. And I think that for me personally, like I would want to have a goal and a timeline attached to it. Not like a firm one, but like we're in a place where like, I'm committed to you. Like, I love you. I want us to be together, but like, I don't want this to go on forever. If after 6 months or after a year, we find that we're not moving in the direction we want to, like, let's just go ahead and let's talk about how we're going to split ways. Cause we're not trying to waste time out here.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not gonna happen.
It could though.
It could. I'm not saying it. But I'm just saying it's not gonna happen because people are just people, you know, and they gonna take it. Do probably get salty with you, like.
What you mean?
Like, yeah, we good? No, I'm not happy. No, we good though. Like, you living here? You good? You gotta pay nothing. You gotta do this. I do this. And people just start throwing things. It's like, I didn't ask for all that. I just, you know, but I'll go back to the beginning. I never lived with anybody. My ex did have my key to my house, but we didn't really like discuss it. But like, she would always hit me up before she would even come over. So it was never like a just popping up kind of situation. I'm not a fan of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think at that point when, and this is me, like, if you have a key, I think you have that ability to.
I told like, her, hey, no. Yeah, I told her, like, because you got the key. There. Yeah, you can. There, so. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I don't really care, but just like, but she would still give me the courtesy to be like, I'm on my
coming
way.
Coming over, yeah.
Coming over, you know what I mean? Even times when I was out of town, I'm like, you can go to my house if you want to go get away, get some, you know, studying done or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so, but that was probably a year in or so, roughly, give or take some months. And then, but no, I'm not that person. I don't believe in really moving in with people. Kind of what you said. I thought people just shack up. They get shacked up. They get comfortable. Once you get comfortable, it's like, we good. What we doing now? We ain't got to get married. We ain't got to really.
Might as well just.
Might as well have some kids. You know what I'm saying? After then we can figure out what we going to do next. Like, it's never really like a set plan to be like you said, a 6 to 9 months. Like, okay, so maybe we try this out. See where we at, and then we figure out, okay, well, this is working. We should move steps to get married. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or this isn't working.
Wow.
Let's fall back.
Well, yeah.
You did the marriage.
If you living with somebody, you damn well better be thinking about marriage.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay.
That's my thought. Like, if you living with somebody,
yeah, that should be the goal.
Like, yeah, it should be hand to hand. I mean, if you don't believe in marriage, you don't want to go. I get it, but like, just in my headspace, I'm thinking like, I'm not living with you unless I'm at that point where I'm like, this is going to be my wife.
Yeah, if you believe in marriage and you want a marriage, I think moving in with somebody should otherwise, be the stepping stone to that. Yeah,
like, you
sure
over there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's one thing. That's why I said, like, as far as like me moving in with somebody, like, I don't want that. I don't want that pressure because it's like, if I'm moving in, we already know what it is at this point. It's like, all right. You moved in. You got a timeline now. You got one to however many years. It's like, hey,
you got a Beyonce, put the ring on that thing. You feel me? Like, it has to happen at that point.
I get what you're saying. But then, that's what I'm saying. Some people don't talk about that on the phone. And I think that's where it gets those
sour points. That's the problem.
Yeah, then it'd be like, y'all been living together for 7 years. Y'all got three kids. Right. Y'all ain't thinking about doing nothing else. Y'all just going. Man, we just we just kicking it. All right, cool. We'll barbecue at your house for your son's birthday next week. I'll be there.
Yeah. It depends on like your maturity level too. And like if you've done this before. I'll never move in with another person where I'm not talking about everything on the front end. It's gonna happen like
that too.
You know, hey, all right, so if we break up, what's gonna happen? You know, like
who takes what bill?
But, but you got your own crib though, right? So you can be like, if we don't work, you get the fuck out. Like, that's you got 30
other,
days.
That's
get
the other fuck thing out, about like, it though too is like when you live with somebody. Okay, let's say me and you we live together. We get a $3,500 home that we, you know what I'm saying?
That's a nice house.
We
right split. There,
I'm saying, but we split it a month. You know what I'm saying? We split it, but then you know what I'm saying? It works when it's both of us. But then when it's just me, now I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this house?
Right.
I don't got that money. You know what I'm saying? I got, you know, 3,000 of it, but what extra $500 supposed to come? Mm-hmm. And people put themselves in in that situation, not think about the bigger picture. Absolutely. Or they sacrifice it for the other person because the other person like, oh my God, this is a really nice house. We can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but maybe we need to scale back into thinking, what if we don't work?
Right.
You got to have that conversation. Like, I don't think it ever happens, but you got to have it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot more single women and single men buying houses by themselves.
Hey.
Right. Me too. And I wasn't necessarily single, but I wasn't married when I bought my house.
You were single.
And no, I was not single.
Were you married?
Yeah. Single.
Right.
Were you married?
You were single.
RD, you were single.
Right. According to some people, yeah. Okay. So, but.
Here.
But my point is that, like, I don't think that people should be waiting to buy a house based on the fact that they're waiting for a relationship. Because, one, you have to build on that relationship.
Yeah, when it's going to happen.
And it's good that, like, if you buy a house now and say your spouse has bought a house, you both single, and now you guys come together. And now you have bought a house. Now you have created equity in these houses. Mm-hmm. And then you can figure out which house is best. You can sell the other one. You can rent both and move into a whole another one. But now you both have... You have a foundation that you've created. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think people should be waiting around. And so, I actually, like, 50% of my clients all last year were single women, single black women.
I feel like that's just because of back in the day. You know what I'm saying? It's like we were trained to just wait. Like, oh,
yeah, we were.
This is going to happen. Once I get my husband, then we're going to move into a house. Instead of being like, my life is progressing. I need to take the proper steps to get me together. So when that person comes, then it's just a bonus. It's like,
exactly.
Oh, cool. That's what's up. You got a house too? Oh, man. We good.
We winning,
you
know, out here.
We already about to, you know what I'm saying, take
the
world by storm compared to what, you know what I'm saying, my parents had compared to probably, you know what I'm saying, all of our parents probably. You know what I'm saying? My parents, house is probably like, what, at 40 plus? You know what I mean? So it's like for me at 30, like, they tripping out. Like, wow. Like, I'm like, what am I waiting for though? Like,
yeah.
At this point, we
don't
need
put
to start,
your life on hold for something that may or may not happen.
We need to start just getting all our stuff early, making sure we putting ourselves in better situations. Because growing up, boy, I tell you.
But then there are people that like go into it where like the couple is like maybe they're not married and they're just like together, and maybe they're not even engaged. And then there's like all these questions up in the air where it's like either you're leasing or you're buying, and you're like, all right, well, what happens if we need to buy furniture? Who's going to buy that? Or what happened was, who's going to split all the bills? All that stuff has to be worked out, like, up front. Because otherwise, you're going to be mad in the house. It's going to be resentment.
Like, it's just scary because, like, okay, y'all break up. Then, you know what I'm saying? Or, like...
See, y'all realize, y'all both like, talking to me, like, right now, that, like... I don't want to do this. Like, why would I want to move in with somebody? Be like, oh, who gonna split this? Who gonna split that?
Yeah,
no, this is my shit. I'm keeping
That's
it.
What I'm saying. Like, here. And it's just like annoying because.
Thank you.
Once you get to that point, then it'd be like, you know, y'all both signed the lease. Now y'all like fighting over that. Well,
yeah, for
you
sure.
Keep it. No, you keep it. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to.
You're going to have the whole, like, what's that? Like, Wedding Crashers. Like, how, like, that opening monologue where they had the mediators, like, oh, no, you have the frequent flyer miles. No, you going to do this. No, you going to do that. I don't want that. I don't need that problem. I don't at all.
I mean, guess you. kind of go through that with.
It's definitely something that happens,
bro. Yeah, I'm going to say, even with divorce, I mean, I guess you go through it with divorce, too.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm
saying? You do. Like, I was fortunate enough that, like, me and my ex, like, did stuff really amicably. But it was also to the point where it was like, we'd have conversations, which I feel like you shouldn't put that energy in the air. We'd always have conversations that would be like, yo, like, if me and you were to break up, first thing I'm doing, I'm grabbing my motherfucking TVs, I'm getting my clothes, you can have the rest of this shit, I'm gone. Sure as fuck,
that's what happened.
I grabbed my TVs, I grabbed my motherfucking clothes, I was fucking about that bitch.
But like, she knew what to expect. Right, I don't think that's a bad thing.
But it's a conversation you definitely
need. Yeah, people, just scared yeah, for people sure. are just scared to have it.
They are,
like,
yeah.
Losing you, oh my God. Right. It's like, but it's life. Like, as I always tell my ex, like, it's life. Things happen. You can wake up one day and be like, you don't want to be with me no more.
Right.
And there's nothing I can fucking do about it because that's nothing your you can feelings. Do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, at the end of the day, we have to plan and think about all those situations, not in depth, but just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it happens.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
It's almost like you have to talk about, like, in the event of if we're unhappy, are we going to divorce or are we going to ride this all the way out? Like, are you going to ride or die? Or, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, right. and I'm going to tell somebody, like, hey, right. I'm going to ride with you until I'm absolutely.
Yeah, until you just discuss it.
Listen, you're not going to kill me, though. right. Right. I'm not going to die.
And that'd be the thing, too, like, why people even go that far, like, when they're married. It's like, how could y'all just let somebody just figure it out? Counseling is so much other stuff that you could try to do. But again, I know some people are just stubborn. They don't want to do it, so they're really just off their spouse.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think a lot.
You went there. That's why I did it.
I said, like, what? What? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what just happened right. here? This motherfucker way.
People crazy, man.
It's just crazy. Give it a fuck.
But a lot of times, though, too, I will say kids also play a factor, even though I don't think none of us have any.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We can't really speak on that too in depth.
Not.
But
that'd be weird.
But it's just like a lot of people stay together for the kids. Daddy?
No.
That's
prove it. That's my goal.
That's in relationship and out of relationship. In relationship and in marriage. I say a lot of people stay together for kids too.
They do. Absolutely.
They do. I know a lot. I know some people personally that parents are unhappy as shit.
Yeah.
They got the old school, like, 60s, like, dad stay in one room, mom stay in another room, and they got the same crib, but they won't break up. One, because they got that damn crib that neither one of them can afford by themselves. Mm-hmm. And then two, they like the guy, we gonna stick together for the kids.
Sounds miserable.
It sounds so miserable. That's not gonna be my life.
Oh, no. Why would I?
You're not about to have me out here like
why
that.
Why would I want to be in a house with somebody that I don't fuck with?
No.
Like getting back to the point, like, when do we move in, like, before or after marriage? Like, what would be the purpose of me doing this if I'm not going to actually marry you?
That's the key.
Like,
yeah. And that's why
would I do this? Like, and that's really a decision. Like, do you really want to meet? Like, do you really want to marry this person? Like, is this person that you can? Because
you should figure that out first. I think
me personally, like, I am going to do marriage one time. If I fail that one time, guess what? Well, I'm for the fucking streets.
How is life?
Oh, it's fucking
life. Belong to the streets. Man, how is life, baby?
That's just me. That's why I'm very skeptical on this, like, as far as, like, moving in real fast. Mm-hmm. Like, if I know that we're going to be that, all right, and then cool at that point, yes, we can make that decision, have that conversation. But I'm also, you are going to have a key to my place. I should have a key to your place as well, too, because of the fact if something does happen, I know I can count on somebody to get to that. That's just me. Right. That's just me.
I'm just, you know me, I'm so weird. I'm just thinking about you saying that even made me feel away.
It's crazy because, we're talking about giving a key. Like, it's crazy because literally last night, I took Maria.
He did it.
Gave her a key to the.
No fucking way.
So, is this like the key giving thing? Is this like a ceremony? Like, do you? Do you
give her the key in the
black?
It's a moment.
It's a
crawl before
is
the walk.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So, like, when I. So,
gave her the key in the GTD book.
Oh, really? Really? I got it.
Take them both, baby. It's over with.
That's funny. Like, but dude, like, is it like you just like, all right, yeah, well, here's the key. Like, I've been in situations where it's like the key was given
out of pure necessity because they needed me to go do something. And it was like, oh no, you can just go ahead and get that.
Never got it
like,
back.
They never got it back. Like so
for me, it was more so like, I think it's like a step for me in a relationship. Like, mm-hmm. because I can tell you right now, two people have ever gotten the key to my crib. One of them I married, mm-hmm. Maria the second one. There's only people that ever got a key to my crib. Like, and it's a stepping stone because it's like, at that point, I'm letting you know that I trust you enough
mm-hmm. right.
to, you know what I'm saying,
open door policy in the sense.
Nah, it's an open door policy. Y'all still would appreciate a call.
Right.
You never know. I might be laying on the couch, you know what I'm saying? The door be like, oh, what are you doing? I ain't gonna explain to me. I'm gonna take it by myself, you feel me? But no, like,
it's me time.
But you know, I really feel like it is.
Wait a minute, whoa. We're not about to just gloss over that. What are you talking about?
Give me some me time, bro.
Absolutely.
What? What'd you say again? Because that was weird as fuck.
I was giving me some me time, bro.
No, but like, for it's
oh,
like.
Shit, the dope.
It's right.
That whole Kevin Hart moment. Like, oh, so you just got a key now. Right. You're just walking who with you.
If you got the double lock on the doors, you know what I'm saying? You got the time. You got the time. You know what I'm saying?
We got the single lock
your pants real quick.
You got that one click. You're like, oh, shit.
You got that one click. You're like, oh, fuck. I'm just might as well.
I've been
caught my dick in my hand. Like, you know what I'm saying? Literally. Like. Right, like you know
I don't know
saying?
Where this show is going right now. Right.
Yeah, it's definitely.
We need to wow,
but
scale it back.
Right,
scale
but
it
no,
back.
Like sheesh. It's a stepping. It's a stepping stone when it comes. Because obviously, I trust her with you know what I'm saying. My,
sure.
You know,
maybe.
The crib. You know what I'm saying. The stuff I got in the crib. You know what I'm saying. So it's like, yo, like instead of me just having to get my ass up every time, and when you come over and me opening that door,
you
like,
yeah, for
like,
sure.
Yo, just you got the key, like just. Knock on the door or just come in or just let me know, hey, you're on your way. All right, bet. And just key in. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't be that way. Now, do I expect a key in return? No, because that's not me. But, I mean, it's not about doing stuff to be reciprocated. It's just me saying, hey, I trust you enough to be like, hey, here's a key to my crib. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know when you're coming over. Boom, key in. Gucci.
See, I think for a woman's perspective, or at least for mine, like I would give a man a key for protection. That would be my thing.
True.
Like
security.
Yeah, if you need, if like you can't get a hold of me, or I mean, yeah, that's mainly it. Like if someone can't find me, I need somebody to have the key besides my mom.
That's agreeable. that's agreeable.
So by giving the key, do you think that entitles him to an open door policy to come to your crib?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just making sure.
Nope.
Open door policy as far as like
I wouldn't
I'm not calling over. I'm just gonna hear the motherfucking key.
No.
And I wouldn't do that.
I think it's vice versa though.
Yeah, vice versa.
You don't like you said, you don't know like you want that me time. Like that's mm-hmm. the purpose of you having your own place. Like if that was the case, y'all might as well just fucking move together.
Right.
Yeah.
Like so you need your like your serenity or sanctity of your own self.
Right. No? I think it's just
I got a room inside of my crib that like it's the man cave, like you know.
Absolutely.
Shit gets rough. I just go into the man cave.
Cool. Yeah,
like, boom,
for sure.
Like, I'm good. Got no food to last me a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? We Gucci.
Like. But see, I would rather not just like try to be all cooped up, especially like if something were to happen. Yeah. That's why I need to be like, all right, I need to escape this.
You definitely, and if you don't take anything from this conversation, please take this. Don't move in with somebody to the point where you're a prisoner in your own fucking house.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No,
like,
that's miserable.
Like I fucking told my ex like so many times. I was like, whatever situations we have outside, leave that shit outside. If we have issues inside, let's take care of those issues inside. But like your house is supposed to be your home. Like mm-hmm. this is where you come to escape from all the madness that's going on.
Agreed.
Like I want to be able to shut my fucking door and not want to hear about no goddamn coronavirus for motherfucking 24 hours. Like shit. Like
your home is your safe.
Like that's my safe
space.
So
yeah,
when my safe space is miserable, it's like where the fuck else do I go?
Yeah.
I can't go nowhere else because this is where I fucking pay rent
for.
Be
that safety net.
Right,
you know what
sure,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, man, like the key to just I guess like if you do decide to move in with somebody, y'all need to definitely have a conversation to be like, yo, this is our home. This isn't a house. A house is just what we bought. The home is what we make it. This is our safe space. This is where we can come in, enjoy ourselves, fucking shut off the rest of the world, and fucking just enjoy the couple of hours that we don't have to be outside dealing with the bullshit. We deal with enough stress in our outside, in our other lives. We deal with enough bullshit at work, et cetera, enough bullshit placed on us by society to the point where when I come in these four walls, like, I want to just relax, enjoy myself, and not have worry in the world. That's all I'm asking for, a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do not fucking be a prisoner in your own home. That shit is trash, where you dread fucking coming home. There's nothing worse than leaving work and dreading to fucking come home. Like, I just left a motherfucking place. At least I'm getting paid.
Right.
At least I'm getting paid to be in this motherfucking place I don't like to be. I got to pay to be in this motherfucking place. Like, no. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So from a male's perspective though, like, what do you think the benefits are living with your girlfriend before marriage?
In house vagina?
No. Okay.
I mean,
for real. Like, that's what
I think the benefit it's legit true. Sorry. But I do think also there are benefits as far as I would not wait until marriage to move in with someone, because I do feel like marriage is a commitment, and mm-hmm. once we sign that paper, we say I do in front of the Lord, like it's us. And yeah, I find out that you got habits that I can't fucking stand.
But, yeah.
So you don't see these. So this is my thing. Like, how do you not see these habits prior to? Like, if you're over this person's house and you spent time with this person outside of your 8 hours of being at work, how do you not see these type of tendencies?
Because you
got to be in tune.
I definitely do think people still wear masks. So
absolutely, I think so too. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. People will still wear
so
masks.
So that means they're not comfortable with you,
but they'll still get married with you. That don't mean they don't say I do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of things, Leon, that you can say in that aspect. But it's like there's still people out here that has been touched on as kids, rape, stuff like.
I understand. No,
you know what I'm saying. Like, no, some stuff people just don't want to bring out. So at the same time, it's like you never really know who you're really dealing with.
So then, wouldn't that still go into the same token as far as if you move in with that person, can that set person still put on that mask? And then once you get married, all of a sudden it's like, mm-hmm. Who the fuck did I marry?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you see.
Yeah, some people say, like, you're not going to know that person until you actually sign those papers. Don't matter if you live together or you got the key.
A fall from grace.
Mm-hmm. That's what some people say.
That movie on Netflix, with the Tyler Perry movie.
Nope. Never mm-hmm. seen it.
Nope. Not watching Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, that's the same exact thing. They mm-hmm. got married, the dude changed, and then that's when she ended up killing the dude, supposedly.
Did she
leave for a light-skinned nigga? Because you know that's how Tyler Perry
So this is what it was.
At the end of the day.
It was basically a younger guy had ended up getting with a sugar mama, in a sense. And she had, you know, money, worked at the bank, did whatever. So he basically got her to sign over all her stuff into his name.
Wow.
And then ended up, you know what I'm saying, basically told her, like,
I saw that movie.
We married, so with it.
Right, whoop.
And he smashed other chicks in the house while she was there. Like, he was just getting real disrespectful, so you know what I'm saying, but it's like, oh, well, you married.
I mean, but she allowed it, so that's her. That's on her more than it's on anything. So she, you allowed
it. But he had, like, wined and dined her. He had, like, blew her mind, you know what I'm saying, in the first year, and then, like I said, when they got married, it was just that switch came on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, you can't go nowhere now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we bound by law.
Yeah,
understood.
What you gonna do?
Right. Yeah. Divorce me? All right, cool. Right.
Yeah, but everything's already in my name. You know what I'm saying?
So, say that piece of paper changed a lot of. It's a difference between, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers staying over and shacking.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all motherfuckers got y'all name on that shit, so y'all both got something to lose on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's completely different.
Oh, it's so different. It's gotta be different. Sure. It's gotta be different.
I think at least get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
Make me.
But it's kind of. It's kind of hard. No. It's kind of hard, though, because the police still won't put you out, though. The police won't even put you out.
Yeah, no, especially.
Don't you got mail at the house? Yeah, they won't even put you out.
Yeah, I'll copy at least on my phone. Like, come here, officer. Like, okay, you see right here. You see my name.
Still, bro,
right
don't, they got, name, don't they get mail? Like, don't they have, they can show out the mail here?
But the thing is, though,
you but you can still be put out. Maybe not that day, but you can still be put out.
Yeah, eventually you can. But now I'm pissed. I gotta go then. Like,
right.
Are you gonna get hurt? Yeah, but then why would I do this? Like, y'all are really telling me like, nigga, like you really don't need.
That's
to
why I don't, nobody. Bro. I don't be on it.
I think if you find the right person, you'll be willing to break the boundaries that you have.
Right. Of course, right? Yeah, that's, I mean, that's across the board with anything.
But I still don't think it should just. It should be a goal in mind. Whatever y'all's goal is, like maybe it's not. Maybe we don't. Both of us don't want to be married, for but sure. Like we have this thing that we want to do together. Whatever
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It should be stated at the beginning.
Yeah, I agree. I agree for sure.
I think that's a good way to end it, man. Thank y'all so much for y'all.
This show not over.
Oh, no. No. We still got like at least about like 15 more minutes left.
Yeah, okay.
We got to go ahead and cut it off.
She ready to go.
For what's the name of time? We got so much shit.
We still got time. That's what I'm saying. When I say 15 minutes, like our 15 minutes is really life. Like, NBA 15 minutes, right. It's really like an hour.
Right? It's called timeouts and shit, substitute shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we can't. We'll be in this motherfucker till we have like 3 hours worth of show.
For sure.
About this shit. Somebody got to cut it off. But we are about to get into the question portion of the show.
Question.
We need to get a sponsor, man. For like these questions are sponsored by yada, yada. Somebody needs to pay us for that shit. A lot of people owe us money.
That's what I'm saying. I want the highlight. Yo. Whoever works at fucking I don't know. I'm guessing it's Miller. So yeah, Miller, it has to be Miller. So whoever's working at them, just holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? We can make sure we can get. I can put you on the Oak Street. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's beneficial for y'all.
Right.
And then it's also beneficial for me because mm-hmm. I can be able to drink the shit for free. Mm-hmm. Bars, B-A-R-Z, if you ain't hear me. Mm-hmm. So let's make this shit happen. All
right. I would want to be sponsored by Cash App.
You so do.
I want to respond. Right?
This nigga sent me so many. This nigga, what?
They be like, so, you know, retweet this and tag a friend for good luck. Hey, how you doing?
Emails like, what?
Him with the real quick. All right, first question. When is the right time to ask real personal questions? I know we alluded to it a little bit mm-hmm. earlier, but now it's time to get into it. Go ahead, Dre, kick it off.
All right. Well, Kia, you want to go?
Like how that straight over to me. That was like a pass.
Like a backboard. Like, right. Go ahead. Oh, lay it.
Now, the reason why I did that, though, because you kind of said that earlier about just talking. So, that's something that I think is hard to actually have an all honest conversation. So I was sitting here the other day working on one of the brunches, and I have a team. I have two females on my team, two women. Sorry, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know. Females. Whatever you call this week.
We were sitting here talking about what's that show? Love is Blind, and they were kind of talking about how that situation happened. And, you know, guys really be on bisexual and all that stuff like that.
Wait a minute. What's happening here? Where are we going here, sir?
God, you guys, dang.
I haven't seen this, sir. I haven't watched TV,
guys. So, Love is Blind, it was a clip going around where it was a black dude and a black woman. They were about to get married. So, basically, I go to the premise of the show is you don't see the person until you propose to them.
Sound like Marriage at First Sight. Okay, got it.
So, yeah, like you don't see him. You just talk to him on the phone. You pick out your partner, whatever, whatever. So they had a conversation to where they were sitting outside the pool, and literally he kind of just, you know, was telling her, like, yeah, you know, he was bisexual, whatever else like that. In his past, and then she just kind of like
in the past, or like in the current, like you know just all these niggas flipped that off, like you know what, today.
So that's why, like, she like
I don't think so.
You know, you should have told me this like before a couple weeks before the wedding. You know, like, yeah. You should have.
But I mean, hold on, how long have they known each other?
I don't know.
This is like a couple days, right?
Okay. I would say some months. Like, they've been talking for a while. You don't propose to my like you. Be talking to him for a minute.
Okay.
But still, like, you. That's
it's probably a whole bunch of stuff he hasn't told her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like.
I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that should be number 1A. I'm thinking about
saying. Like, number one. Like,
point one. Like, hey, first. So I'm bisexual. All right, cool.
But then, like.
And then.
I'm going to show y'all the clip once it's over with, but that's just a synopsis of it. So basically. At that point, it's like, so when I was talking to, like I said, my two female counterparts, and basically, just like, when are you supposed to ask that question? Like, cause you know what I'm saying? He was making it seem like it was cool. Every other chick I messed with before you, they didn't really care about it. That's why I mess with girls like you, cause I knew you was gonna be tripping. And I'm like, so when do you just be like, hey, yo, my nigga, you suck a dick?
What? Like, it depends on where you at, I think.
When does a woman ask that question? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey. In some places, like maybe Atlanta, that might be a real relevant question day one.
Could, yeah.
I mean, Columbus is one, too.
I mean, Columbus, too, yeah.
Maybe close.
Yeah, that's very true.
Personal questions, I think...
Even well, money, like, you know, like, so you can go money wise. Like, mm-hmm. when do you, is like, that just like a comfortability? Is it like a third date? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really start to.
I think it's based on, like, what type of, like, how do you feel about said person? Like, but, have you had previous conversations with this person? Like, all right, so Love is Blind, Marriage at First Sight, those are different situations. When we're talking, like, let's talk real situations here. Like, more often than not, you're going to exchange numbers with that person, you're going to talk for a few before you even made that decision that you're going to let's go out together, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So at that point, you may feel comfortable, you may not feel comfortable, but I think at that time, after those few weeks, and you decide to go out, I think at that point, you should be comfortable enough to say, hey, I like you, but also, this is who I am. Boom, bombshell. Mm-hmm. I like men as well. Like, so it's like, right. whoa, hold on. Like, what? Like, it's up to her to make that decision if it's
going to
be good at that point.
I ain't gonna say hope. Y'all haven't had sex or nothing like that, because then that can make her feel a little even be, more.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It depends. Like, for me, like, I'm an open book, so anybody can ask me anything at any time. But I'm comfortable with myself. Like, and some people will hold back because they're like, they have a fear of being judged and stuff like that. And I don't care about what anybody thinks about me. So you can ask me any question. But I think that like there's a way for you to get personal in your first interaction without it being like, so what are you going to do about this? Or, you know, like, what are your thoughts about that? You know, it can be very interactive. Like, oh, I saw this show called Love is Blind, and this is what happened. What do you think about that? You know what I mean? There's ways to like get personal without having to ask somebody directly.
Okay. Yeah. So,
like, but how weird would it be for someone to ask you that question straight off the bat? Like, so, hey, what's your preference? Like, what do you like? Like, would that be something that's,
in today's
text conversation culture? First, or would that be face to face? Like, so, and the reason why I asked that question, there's a show that's on one of these networks, and I'm not going to give them a plug because they're not paying me. One of the people or one of the characters was transgender, right? Mm-hmm. So they were feeling this person. Whatever happened, they said that to them on the first date. Mm-hmm. That person was taken aback. But they didn't know how to react because they never dealt with that. So is that the appropriate time to say that?
I think so.
Or like in that situation, especially if Buddy is saying like, I'm bisexual, shouldn't that be something that should be said up front?
Well, it's a difference though.
It's a little difference. Yeah.
Yeah. You're showing yourself as something else.
But same thing though.
Not really.
I mean, okay. So you're telling me that it's still because that's still in the same realm though.
I know, but like, I'm saying like if you're dressing
it's
up,
close.
Yeah, if you're dressing up as a woman.
Well, transgender, well, chances are you either
you might have got the
decision.
Yeah, yeah.
You made the decision. Yeah.
So it's like at that point I may not be. I'm trying to forget my words so I don't get canceled. I mean
that's a fact. Hey,
prepare. Right.
But like you said, if I go on a date and somebody tells me like they're transgender, like I'm not okay with that. So
understood.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, it'd be like, no, but I appreciate you telling me that. Because like I said,
before you get it's feelings
getting,
involved.
Yeah, because absolutely. It's getting to a point where like it's getting harder and harder to just identify these people. You know what I mean? No, what I'm saying is like the surgery and stuff that they're doing. It is, you know what I'm saying, like it's getting harder and harder to identify someone and be like, oh no, that's a transgender.
This is what you are.
You know what I'm saying? Like it. So like I said, you see people, you be like, oh, and somebody tell you like, oh, how you know? Okay. So at the same time, that should be something that's out front because, like I said, that's almost God. It's touchy situation.
It is a touchy situation. Like you really, you have to make the decision if that's what you want.
But let's say okay,
it really is what it is. Do you want this or not?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like so, that's the difference between that and
we
the.
We might need to move on. Really,
that situation. No, no, no. I'm saying that situation, and then with I'm talking about with like a person that says that they're bisexual. So it's different just because of what they did behind closed doors.
So I think it's like. I feel like women would want to know up front if a man was bisexual. We want to know up front. But like men, I feel like if you don't know up front, it's like a bonus. Like, oh shit, you like.
But that's a double standard.
But you know,
I don't know.
I'll allow it.
It's a double standard.
It's a yay and a nay though because.
Some guys might not like that.
Yeah.
Because you may that person may make a decision like, you know what, I'm about to just cheat on you. It could be either or.
It could be another situation where it's like, okay, oh, you like, okay, I'm trying to watch. Now you turned off.
Right.
I'm a nigga. No, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, you're not going to watch. I'm okay. Never mind. I'm cool now. So it's like,
for sure.
Right.
It could just make it weird both ways. But I would say... as a guy, I think we kind of, I won't say fantasize it, but we kind of always think of
if you've done it, then I don't know, but you know what I'm saying, we always think like,
a threesome, oh, we can get my girl like girls, oh, you know
like,
what I'm
saying? I can go her and send her off, yeah, and she's like, she'll bring one back.
Exactly, I get two girlfriends, okay, you know what I mean?
Send her off, bring one back.
Seriously.
Yeah, like, right, as a man, oh, we thinking of,
hey, all the rips, like, hey, like, so, like, babe, what you think? Yeah, how she look? She exactly, yeah. Hey, because you try, hey. Once again, this was boundaries, like, hey, so, you know, like,
you don't think she cute?
Nah. All right, cool. No problem. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, she ain't the one for us anyway.
She don't really like. She don't like this over here. So that's cool.
But I mean, that's just kind of how we. But us on the other side with it with women, it's like y'all would never even have that conversation. Like,
like so in that case, what and let's talk to the young lady that's here. Mm-hmm. If you were on a date and that came up. What would your first reaction be, and then B, how would you deal with that after the fact?
So I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. I have dated a bisexual guy.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I'm not gonna say who it was. It wasn't anybody that was recent. I'm just saying.
Leave that man at his own. He is old. Hey, bro, you good with us, bro?
This is what happened. We don't know.
No.
Y'all don't know him.
Okay.
Y'all don't know him.
First of all, who I know. That's number one.
No. He doesn't live here.
Okay. I ain't from here either.
But I never thought that I would be in that position. And when we first started dating, you know, I kind of maybe thought just a little bit, you know, but I wasn't really sure. But he was so honest about it that it was kind of like, wow, like you're really comfortable with yourself. And it was interesting. And I was
didn't have no choice.
I was like, how did it come?
I had to probe for it. It wasn't anything that just like.
So you kind of knew. So you was kind of like. You think he's cute?
No, it wasn't even that. Like I think we were just having like a really open like dialogue one day, And, you know, I think he said something that kind of tipped me off a little bit. And I was like, all right, I got it. Let me dive into this. Let me investigate.
Like my guy. Yeah. What's up?
I was like, I feel like, because I, you know, some people will throw things out there and they want you to fish for it. So I was just like, all right, let me go ahead and.
Nigga, you said.
Like, October 31st, you said this. Right. So I need to know.
I see what you was doing. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so it just, like, it was a natural conversation. I think we felt very, very comfortable with each other, and he felt very comfortable with me, and so he let me know that
had to be, I think
he felt very comfortable, and I had to respect that. And I was like, you know what, like, I don't think I've ever had a guy be that comfortable with me. And so I started thinking about it differently, and we talked about, like, boundaries and things like that. And, like, it was, at the end of the day, I don't think it was something that I was ready for, but I didn't judge him because of it.
Once again, it's double standard. I think it's different from the woman's point of view versus the male's point of view.
We idolize it. We like,
yeah.
Oh, that, man, that's like, you, yeah, we'll that's
see
what's
that.
Up. So,
that's on TV. Like, yeah, you'll see, you know, that. But
it's sexy. It's something else.
If you, like, see two males kissing, and like, this whoa. Is like, you're like, whoa, hold on. What's happening here? Like,
unless that, you're that shouldn't be happening.
As long as you're comfortable with yours, though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the way that the world displays that, but
and I know a lot of other bisexual guys too that have told me that, like, actually when they tell girls that they're bi, that they don't have a problem with it. I don't know if they don't have a problem, but maybe they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I think or I think a lot of times women be lying to figure it out.
What?
They be lying.
What? Okay, so you caught that?
Women be lying.
Okay, all right. To figure it
out. I think, you know what I'm saying? I just think a lot of times people just like men, you know what I'm saying? Like, you say something to a man, and we're like, no, it's cool. And then once you go back, you start thinking on it, like
do
you, no, that you, shit ain't cool. Like
you're not really ready for that.
Yeah, it's not really, it's not really what I was cool with. I'm trying, like you said, I'm trying to cope with it the best way I can. And if that's putting on the front and being like, yeah, no, that's cool, yeah. Then it's a whole different situation, though. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get home, there's going to be some, some shit going on, some arguments. Or, like, in a sense, why a lot of people don't like to be in vulnerable, you know, but they feel like somebody gonna bring it up later.
You know what I'm saying? And like, nigga, like,
in public, like
relax. Then you just gotta sit there with that.
Yeah,
like Kevin Hart, like, you just ate ass face. Like, you don't, like, yeah, like goddamn.
Like, she just went off and told all these people.
Like, oh, damn, you did what?
Man, yeah, now everybody looking at you like.
Like, hey.
The whole camp is at, like, damn, bro, wow.
I would love for this conversation to continue. Bro, we got one more question. We got
I was about to say, let's go.
Oh, cool.
Good shit. We got one more to go. Last question for the day is, how long are you willing to wait for sex? How long have you waited for sex?
Oh, okay. Well, that's, I mean.
How long will you wait? Will you wait that same time again for sex? Let's get into that real quick.
So, what was the first one again?
How long have you waited for sex?
1 minute. Like, shit. Like, if we know what it is, it's like, it's going to happen.
Just take a 1 minute. Like, you do realize we're in the Me Too movement, right? This nigga said 1 minute.
You like, can and will be able to get it.
Which is completely fine. And I'm okay with that. But I've been in situations where you already know what it is. Like, you're like, hey.
Yeah, that's easy. That's a good
one. That's that 1 minute. Like, all right, cool. We finna fuck.
That's a given. That happens. That's a layup.
She want me.
Yeah, she want all of this.
Every situation ain't like that, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. The longest I would wait.
So, say if you're into the person.
However long they want.
Okay, interesting.
Be honest. But because if they're willing to, like, if they want to stretch it out as long, I'm okay with it.
You waiting 2 years?
Waiting 2 years? Just talk about this. All right, cool. I have a left hand and I have a right hand. And they can interchange. I'm ambidextrous. One hand can get numb. The other hand can get numb. We can make
okay, on that note.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Dre,
I'm cool.
How about you?
Like, no, I'll be cool. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Who's the ambidextrous over here? How about you, Dre?
If you want to get, let's not get weird about it.
You guys,
let's not get weird.
That side of the table, boy.
Oh, you gonna throw you under the bus. Hey, man. That's what I'm doing this shit. Nigga, you the nigga in the corona. You got the corona feel around you. That's what you out here.
You the one that's on the, that's why you walk
kid though. You know what I mean? He's talking this movie.
Oh, you got a key. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me he was coming, huh?
Yeah. Hey, not first shit.
But no. Okay, so back.
Why y'all get y'all been, okay.
This nigga really said 2 years, though. Like, the longest nobody gonna wait 2 years.
Because I'm asking because I actually dated a girl, my second. Okay. I dated in high school. She was a virgin.
Well, that's understandable. That's different.
I think I waited, like, 8 months
before you decided cram. That.
No, before I crammed. I was trying to cram from day one. I'm a fucking 17-year-old goddamn. What's today?
I'm trying
from day one. I'm trying to cram.
That's what I'm saying. You knew, like, off bat.
But
like,
I waited I 8 months. Yeah. Would I wait 8 months again? Absolutely not.
I would.
I might not be here 8 months. Coronavirus. Hell. I might not be here 8 months.
But I think it's still based off of the.
It depends on the vibe.
Yeah, definitely depends on the person because you're not going to just automatically, like, off rip, like. You that's, might be like, that's I might
those,
not want
to. That's one of those tough conversations we got to have. And I'm be like, I'm not willing to wait 8 months for sex.
So you going to real life go ask her, like, so when we fucking?
No.
Oh.
I'm not going to real life ask it, but I mean, like, if we get to the point, you know how situation attention builds up. Okay. And then you pull back, like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to save myself or whatever the case is. I'm like, look here. Like, I get
but
that.
But are you for that, though?
Trying to save myself?
Yeah.
I'm a man. I can't. I'm sorry. Like, that shit just sound good.
I've been there.
It sounds good at first, but it's the thing, like, you have physical needs.
Yeah, but if you fuck with that person, shouldn't those... All right, man.
I don't know. Still can fuck with that person, but I'm still trying to fuck with that person.
I don't know if I can wait till marriage.
No, I need to test you out of that car.
Yeah, something like, I don't know if I can wait till marriage, like, on some years type, because then it gets kind of like...
But for sure.
But, like,
I need to make sure.
I can definitely do 6 months or maybe a little bit more than that, like... Before I probably lose interest. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Because it's like... It's like after a while, it's like, all right. It depends on the vibe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, but I'm saying, if it's like good. His situation, curse, like, she doing all that, and then you keep pulling back, like, I'm...
Well, now you being the teaser.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, all right, look, now you playing. So now, I'm
all right, cool. Say less.
Yeah, I'm cool. All
right, if that's what you want
to
do.
But, like, if we building to get to somewhere, and it's like... I don't want to have to say different. I want to do. Mm-hmm. Then it's different. Yeah, yeah, I can wait. I'm gonna try to work with you as much as long as possible.
That's what I said. Left hand and right hand, my nigga. You good? Y'all niggas tripping. You're like,
look, over her mouth.
Y'all niggas square. Y'all niggas scared of masturbation. Yeah,
I need to grow up. Girls do. They be like, oh, if I suck your dick, like, I'm really not losing my virginity, so they get hit.
Back in the
yeah.
Or like get hit from the other hole.
So he's too back
in the day. How about you?
I've waited exactly a whole...
Weird. What's happening? What the fuck? Y'all people
are
acting this weird. This ain't got no
yo,
right now.
Yo! We got to get the building.
She grown, bro. Like,
yeah, no. I've actually waited a whole year.
For a man?
Skip over that.
So wait.
In the show.
I wasn't waiting for him for a whole year.
Oh, okay.
I've held out for a year. Okay. That's different. Yeah, okay. I've held out for a year. Like,
you can't get none of this.
And it was like I tend to do that when I have breakups or whatever. So I like do the whole like. Mind sweep or whatever, but like
mind sweep,
the okay, soul sweep.
I know
all
what
that.
She's talking about.
I get what she's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do the cleanse. So for me,
me and Leon on the same page.
Wow,
you do.
Let's go, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends. Like, it really depends. If I'm like really, really feeling somebody, I'm not gonna be like, I said I was gonna wait. You know, this amount of time.
Drop the draws. Hey, you better go ahead and pop the draws. Pop it.
Drop them draws.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, when do you feel comfortable? Like, what makes it? Just try like from a man's standpoint. I know we could be like, shit, first day. But as a woman, like, what makes you feel like? This guy is worthy or trusting of my body.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think at this point now I'll be like, if we have a relationship not based on sex, then I'm ready to have sex.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's legit. I always pay.
Whatever like, time frame that is.
Can I have this woman as my baby
mama?
That's
free game.
That's kind of how I am now. That's like, free game. Can I have can I have this woman as my baby? If I have a kid with this woman, how am I
going to be okay with that?
Yeah. Am I going to look crazy or, you know what I'm saying? So.
Not really.
You know what? As I think about it, like, I think it was, like, whenever I knew, like, I wanted to do something with this person, of course, you want, because it's a physical attraction, but, like, do you want this emotional,
right, like,
you know, thing that's going to be brought upon you? Because, yes, you are, that young lady is bringing her body to you.
Yeah.
I think you, like, it's organic for me. Once again, it's always going to be organic for me because of the fact, like, you don't want to force it because you don't like a little thirst ball. And then B, it's like, this is me. This is Ellie to the O-N. So I'm going to say this. I just want to make sure I'm ready to perform or put out that I'm not going to give you C plus. That first time, I'm trying to.
C plus, you got to get, you got to get.
You got to A. At least.
Minimum A.
At least B.
The first time.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Get your blue chew.
Yeah. At least B. I'm not. Listen, because it's like, all right, that was cool. All right, we need to figure this out. Like, we need to have the conversation at that point. It's just me. I'm sorry. I guess y'all niggas not be honest tonight.
I know. I was just confused as to why you bringing a B game on the first time.
Right. Why would you not be honest?
Why would you want to give A on the first time?
Cause why wouldn't you?
Yeah, set the bar. I'm an overachiever, my nigga. Like,
right? Your B could be someone's A. So
I'm trying to be mad.
We don't know what you dealt with before, so it's like our B could be like, oh, she was pretty good.
Then that's you though. But
right, I mean, yeah, you can't be
that's me. You should be trying to be magna cum laude in that
right. I will say this again.
We're talking about me.
I will say this. I will try to give my best effort. Now my whole kink bag ain't finna open up.
He trying to get that Meg Thee Stallion GPA on the first time.
That's what I'm saying. Like that A.
So
you give her that A, you out here like, all right, yeah. So look, I got these motherfucking toys.
I ain't give you all that.
No, I'm not gonna give you that.
And that's a bit much.
That's a bit much. I check your temperature first, like. You don't fuck with. Okay.
That's why you hit that B joint. You like, all right, cool. Listen, I got these little swings from the. You don't do that? Oh, all right, cool. Say less.
My nigga, that's extra credit. That's extra credit. That's teacher's pet shit right there. Give me the apple on the desk. That's what I'm saying.
You ain't got me.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? You want that motherfucking.
I mean,
pass that class.
Now, if you want to impress, then at that point, absolutely. If you feel like this is not about the. If this is just what it is, all right, my nigga, yes. You go out there. You give out your Harvard A. Go ahead and do what you need to do to make that shit happen. But if you just want to be like, all right, cool, I already know what we're about to do because this is going to be a continuous thing. All right, let me show you what I can do.
You got to build that trust. So I think that's a lot of things, too. Women got to feel comfortable because a lot of times they may say no that first time. But then once you start to, all right, but let's see what that's about. Oh, you want to see what, all right.
Because all young ladies is not going to give you their best at the beginning. So why would I give you my best at the beginning?
See, now y'all is a stalemate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need to have it. That's when you already know what it is. So, did this shit get weird now?
No, it didn't get weird. I want to continue this conversation, man. But shit, like,
I've never seen y'all act like this.
So we about to end this show, man. Thank you so much to Kiera for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. Appreciate it. Let them know one more time where they can find you on social media. Give them all your, you know, social media platforms. Wherever you want them to look at you, look you up at. All
right. So you can find me at Red Carpet Realtor 614 on Instagram. And then also, I just started a clothing line called By the People. And you can shop anything that it's so basically the line is geared towards minorities and is basically supposed to be inspiring minorities to buy real estate and to build community. So it's, you know, simple t-shirts, simple collection, but the messaging is supposed to be what people are supposed to be really connected to. So that's at shopbythepeople.com, and the Instagram is shopbythepeople. So check it out.
Definitely give me a shirt. I'll have mine in 2 weeks.
Hey, I got one in the trunk for you if you want one. So
there you go.
Cash out, boom.
You got a top of the trunk. I got you.
Right.
Think I'm not going to pull up and grab that? Absolutely am. Dre, one more time and let them know what we got going on, the church announcements.
Ooh, church announcements.
We got, I think we actually named it the People's Brunch. It's cute. March 28th, Seesaw. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Brunchanyone.eventbrite.com. May 3rd, I'm coming right back with the Marvelous Day, Marvelous Sunday Brunch. A lot of dope stuff happening with that. Make sure y'all pull up. Open bar, open bar, open bar. That's why we're single. Our whole team would be there. Got some people also working on some sponsorships and stuff. So dope events coming up, man. Make sure y'all stay on the lookout for those. And you know, just a good vibe. My housewarming coming up. I'll tell y'all about those details. I'm lying. Y'all can get those.
Always a pop up on Dre shit. Yeah. Always.
I'm lying. But no, so that's what I got coming up, man. You know, when the summer hit, you know what time that means. Pajama jam.
Jammy jam.
So that's going to be coming out this summer, too. So, yeah, you know, I had a couple things on my sleeve, man. So just go look out for me. Keep checking back in. And, you know, that's why we're single.
That's it, man. So thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week. Hopefully we hit next week. You know, niggas love to take breaks and shit. But hopefully we hit next week. It's your boy DB.
Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Dre with an A. And the A this week stood for absolutely nothing, because I couldn't come up with anything.
Solid.
Nice.
And our guest host,
Kiara.
And that's why we're single. Kiara. What about Kiara? And that's why we're single. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still single.